going to the gym is actually unnecessary in most cases. Of course, there's nothing wrong with going to the gym, but it's not for everybody. There are actually lots of things that you can do to stay healthy and moving while staying out of the gym. Hiking, not only is hiking a great way to experience the wonders of the outdoors, it's great cardio as well. Experience fresh air, connect to nature and improve health by going on a hike. Hiking can lower your risk of heart disease, improve your blood pressure and blood sugar levels, improve bone density, strengthen your glutes, quadriceps, hamstrings, and the muscles in your legs and hips, strengthen your core, strengthen balance and improve your mood. Biking, is walking taking too long? Biking can also be an amazing way to get exercise. Plus, it's good for the environment. Consider biking to a destination on a nice day if the commute is short. This is also good cardio. Specific areas that biking will target are the core, legs and glutes. Biking is an incredibly easy and environmentally sustainable activity that can be done at almost any time of day, depending on the weather. Depending on the bike being used, different gears can be adjusted to apply more or less resistance to make the workout easier or harder. Kayaking is actually one of the best ways to improve arm strength. One should consider the amount of arm strength that they have before signing up for any activity that involves lots of canoeing, kayaking. While it will improve, plan short trips at first so you have the strength to return to shore. Kayaking can also target your back and core muscles. Staying healthy in fresh air, as stated before, there is nothing wrong with going to the gym if that's what you prefer. But if you're looking for ways to get out of the house and experience nature while burning calories and building muscles, then hiking, biking and kayaking could be for you. This story was made possible by our Community Partners Program. Thank you Didsbury Dental for helping to expand local news coverage in Alberta. Learn more.